From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Syria's president determined to defeat terrorists. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told a visiting Russian parliamentary delegation Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to the civil war. The state-run news agency said Mr. Assad stressed taking out terrorist groups would preserve Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina sees little new in what he said.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorist, and of course he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in new presidential elections as well as holding a vote for parliament if that's what the Syrian people want. The Syrian leader was re-elected just last year to a third seven-year term. Low voter turnout reported in the Republic of Congo as people Sunday were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for candidates.
Aujourd'hui, c'est un jour très important.
Mr. Sassou Nguesso called it an important day for the people to show the world they are free and sovereign. Results from the referendum are expected later in the week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009 and has ruled Republic of Congo in different capacities for most of the past 36 years. This is VOA News. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in that country's history. The longtime ruling CCM party was challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down after completing 2 5-year terms. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast went to the polls Sunday in a first round of that presidential election. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara faced 6 contestants and was favored to win. Reporter Emily Yob is in the city of Abidjan.
He's quite popular in the country, and he faced very divided oppositions. So in terms of suspense, he doesn't only want to win, he wants to win on the first round. That's what he aims for.
3 candidates had already pulled out of the race, claiming election conditions were not free and fair and called for a boycott. In 2010, post-election violence left at least 3,000 dead after then-President Laurent Gbagbo and candidate Ouattara both claimed victory. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir was in South Africa Sunday for talks on the peace agreement aimed at ending the country's nearly 2 years civil war. He met Sunday with South African leader Jacob Zuma, briefed him about efforts to implement the agreement he signed in August with rebel leader Riek Machar. His spokesman, Anthony Wekontany, says the South Sudanese leader urged Mr. Zuma to convince rebels to sign a security arrangement that is part of the peace agreement. He said the rebels remain intransigent.
And so the president wanted South Africa to pressurize the rebels in order to sign and initiate the security protocols.
Anthony says South Africa could play a key role in efforts to unite factions of the opposition in a bid to restore peace and security in the East African country. The peace accord is aimed at ending a conflict which has left tens of thousands dead and millions displaced. Poland's Eurosceptic Law and Justice Party claimed victory in Sunday's election amid an ongoing migrant and refugee crisis. The PIS, led by former Prime Minister Jaroslaw Kaczynski, secured 38% of the vote, enough to govern alone. Ukrainians voted Sunday in local elections seen as a test of strength for Western-backed President Petro Poroshenko's government and its austerity and anti-corruption policies. Voters chose among local councils and mayors, although balloting did not occur in eastern districts controlled by pro-Russian separatists. In Libya, the bodies of at least 14 people were recovered on shore near Homs, east of Tripoli, on Sunday. More than 20 bodies were discovered on Saturday. Reports indicated that most, if not all, were African, apparently trying to make the dangerous sea journey from North Africa to Europe. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.